I think we just got to focus on Detroit right now. A part of just keep playing well is understanding your opponent, understanding what they could do and what they've done throughout the season. So for us, I think it's a quick turnaround, you know, playing Sunday night, and it's a team that we don't play every year. So a lot of folks is just going on watching them, preparing and trying to learn as much as possible. I mean, what doesn't stand out? He's been one of the top receivers in the league for some years now. He's a guy, I think they use him in every way possible. You know, he doesn't just line up outside. He's inside, he's vertical, he's running across the field. So you put him along with the year Golden Tate's having, it's a lot of weapons. But, you know, it's like we've just been on a roll with playing, you know, some of the top receivers and quarterbacks in this league. And, you know, you just throw them right in that bunch. And, you know, it's going to be a tough one for us defensively as far as, you know, having a good passing attack, but also with Joy Bell and Reggie Bush being two different backs with both dynamic and special in their own ways. Yeah, I mean, you don't line up and just act like he's just another guy out there. You definitely, you know, you want to know where he's at all times, no matter what defense you're in, what the call is. You need to know where he's at, and you know, I'm sure he's seen it before. A lot of people's game plans will be targeted towards him and different things like that, but he's a guy you need to know where he's at. That's what team football is about. You know, that's what football is. You know, you have two really good receivers. You got to make decisions. And, you know, I think the thing that sticks out with Golden Tate here is Calvin Johnson's even been out some games. So he's been, you know, the guy out there, and he still made plays, whether it's, you know, with him, a five-yard route, he breaks two tackles. It's tough. I remember we played him when he was in Seattle. We talked about him with the ball in his hands, kind of having a running back mindset where he's trying to run through tackles. He's trying not to go down. So you put that together with him on the field, and also Ross is very similar, you know, as their return guy. And then when he's out there on offense, a guy that's trying to break every tackle and get extra yards. So it's not just Calvin Johnson. It's those other guys that make plays too. I think so. I think, you know, for them, they have, you know, all four of those guys have played, you know, and primarily the three of them, you know, with Fourier, Ebron, and Pettigrew, they've been in and out with some injuries. But, you know, I think sometimes when you have three guys playing, you know, no one has the huge numbers, but they're just as effective as other teams we play with maybe one key or two key tight ends. So they've made plays for them. They're guys that can stretch the field vertical, and, I mean, Pettigrew's huge. So it's tough to cover guys out of big targets like that. Yeah, I mean, it's similar, you know, even, you know, to some of the other quarterbacks we play that are mobile, that can, you know, get around. Maybe not, you know, they're trying to take off and always run, but, you know, just move around and make a big throw. But like you said, the thing that sticks out when you watch Stafford is he's able to get the ball out any way possible. And it's not just, you know, flicking it for 5 yards to a check down or something. He's able to change his arm angle and still throw the ball deep downfield. It was a play against the Giants where it was a scramble play, and he just threw his sidearm about 20, 25 yards to Calvin Johnson for a touchdown. So we got to really cover guys and understand when he starts scrambling, you really got to cover guys because, you know, with Calvin Johnson and Golden Tate, sometimes they're open when they're covered. So you got to just be on them. Yeah, I think as a secondary, you can't, you know, you come in and you know Calvin Johnson's there, and then you see Golden Tate with 900 and something yards receiving. You got to come in and be like, all right, here we go again. And it's another challenge. And like I said earlier this year, that's what I like about this group we have here. We like that challenge. We embrace it. And, you know, it's another week in the NFL. It's not many weeks you're going to get off and not play against top guys with big numbers. So we're excited. I mean, it's a huge challenge, obviously. The guy's led the league in receiving numerous years, and he's a big play guy. And I think Golden Tate's really taken off this year. So you put that together with a guy like Stafford who can throw the ball to him any way possible. It'll be a tough task, but it's a home game. I think that's a little bit of advantage being back at home. So it should be a fun one Sunday. I think a lot more goes into our actual personnel, what they like to do. You know, we go in there against some of the division teams. It's all right, we know they like to do that, and then we move on to something else. So, you know, this week is more really getting in depth, you know, like a day like today where we're just starting, really trying to get in depth and understand what exactly they're trying to do before we really jump into what we're doing. Because, you know, in this league, you got to know how the team's trying to attack. You can't just go out there and try to play. that'll never work. So I think, you know, this focus has been trying to get to know the team, and I think us as individual players have to do a better job, you know, when you don't know a team as well as when you're at home and you're off time. You got to watch some extra film. You just, to me, it's more off the field. You know, once you get on the field, you're playing football. But the more you put in off the field and the knowledge you gain, I think allows you to play faster. And I think that's what happens when you see a team playing fast. They know a team well. They've watched film throughout the week. They watch film together, and they're just playing fast as a defense. So I think that's our challenge this week, to get to know this team, you know, as good as possible in the 4 or 5 days that we have.